Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're in the Lord's house today on this Sunday morning. In our call to worship, we are walking our way through Psalm 119, and I'm down at verse 114 this morning to what I believe is one of the most precious verses of this particular psalm. Verse 114, "Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word." When you meditate on that verse of Scripture and realize what the writer is saying, he is saying, "Lord, there are things around me that people would call hiding places. There are things that would seem to protect, but Lord, I'm declaring, and I want everyone else to know, that you are my hiding place." A hiding place signifies a place you go for protection, a place you go to for security. I was listening this morning as they were talking about those that rode out the storm in North Carolina, and there were many that had to be rescued because the storm surge brought in 4 feet of water, flooding a lot of the homes, and some of the people had been through many other hurricanes and had never had that kind of massive water surge, but this time they did. Their hiding place was their home. Was it good enough? No, it was not. They showed one lady who was inside of her home having to be rescued. She was standing at her door and she was hollering out to those that were on these little pontoon boats and so forth. And one of them heard her, worked the boat over to her, was able to pick her up, put her inside of the boat. And that was her escape to get back to land. You will find this to be true, that every hiding place that relates to this earth is insufficient. Whether your hiding place is a house during the storm, or whether your hiding place is your financial situation that you are trusting in, or you'll find out that sooner or later the things of this earth fail. But will Jesus ever fail? No. Will God ever fail? No. And that's what he's saying here. Thou art my hiding place, and he goes even further and says, my shield. What does a shield do? A shield protects you from the blows of the enemy. Whether it's a fiery dart or whether it's a sword coming in, the shield is what protects you from injury. And the writer says, I want everybody to know that you're my shield. You're the one that shields me and protects me. I'm going to hide behind you, O Lord. And then he finishes by saying this, I hope in thy word. So that gives us a little basis about where he's coming from here. That the word of God is what tells us of our refuge. The word of God is what gives us the hope in which we can say these things. We're going to learn this morning from our passage in Matthew chapter 26. It's easy to say things like Peter, Lord, if everyone forsake you, I will be with you. That sounds really impressive, does it not? Did he do it? No, he didn't. Judas was there sopping with the Lord. He dipped his sop in front of the Lord to show he was bold in front of the Lord. But his boldness quickly eroded and he went out and hung himself after he got his 30 pieces of silver. It's easy to put on a front when it comes to life in Christ, but we need to find our life in the Word. That's where we get the strength to say, Lord, when this trial comes, Lord, I'm going to run into you, my hiding place. The book of Proverbs calls it a high tower. That's a beautiful picture of our Lord. He's our high tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. So that's the picture. But what leads me to that understanding? It's the Word of God. And the less time you spend in this book, the less time you'll spend in the high tower. You see what I'm saying? You're going to try to find other ways to find security and protection, because you haven't been in the Word and you don't understand where you need to run. So, my hope is in thy Word. That's where I learn where I'm to run. and where I'm to go. Lord, You're my hiding place. Lord, You're my shield. And I know this, and I find this to be true because Your Word says so. And I put my faith and trust in Your Word. Have you come here to do that today? Have you consciously determined, Lord, I've come here to church because I want to see my friends, yes, but I've come here to church because I want to worship You. And I want to have my soul anchored to Your Word so that I can live my life according to Thy Word. It's a determination that you have to do every time you come to church because there's too many distractions in this world. So may God help us today to worship Him in spirit and in truth and find our hope in His Word.